Democratic Troy Mayor Patrick Madden, Independent candidate Rodney Wiltshire, and Republican Tom Riehl met Wednesday night for a televised debate on Spectrum News. The last debate of the campaign came one day after the field returned to three candidates. Rodney Wiltshire, a former city council president and enrolled Democrat who lost to incumbent Patrick Madden in the June primary, is running on the Green and Independence party lines.
I see a new vision for the city, one that includes everyone in the city.
Tom Riehl re-entered the race this week after suspending his campaign earlier this month. The Republican sought to cast himself as the only independent candidate in the race, even if he, like the city, as he puts it, is a little rough around the edges.
So in many ways, perhaps, I am the perfect person to be a representative for you in City Hall.
Madden, who is running for a second four-year term, defended himself from attacks from both challengers and highlighted his work to expose and fix problems in the city.
I came into office and I pulled the Band-Aid off of the city's problems and I'm beginning to address them.
When Riehl rejoined the race, he claimed he was bullied and threatened by local GOP officials, something County Executive Steve McLaughlin has denied. He was not so explicit when he exited, when he cited the impact on his family.
And as the weeks went by, I had the opportunity, as I said, to kind of clear my head, see what was really in front of me. And it was ultimately my family that were the ones pushing me hardest to get back into this race.
Asked by debate moderator Nick Reisman, Wiltshire denied any cooperation with the Republican Party as he runs for mayor.
Is there some sort of an agreement or an arrangement that you have made with the local Republicans?
No, absolutely not. There's no arrangement. I've had bipartisan support since my time on the council.
After issuing a campaign statement earlier this week, Madden spoke about Riehl's re-entry for the first time during the debate.
Frankly, I don't know how to read it. I think what happened to Tom was shameful.
A large focus of the debate was public safety. Wiltshire outlined his plan to bolster the city's police department, including raising minimum staffing levels.
Our community policing program will be enhanced, and we will make sure that we have boots on the ground and people who are walking the streets, getting to know their neighbors, and doing the best job as possible to make our city streets safer.
Wiltshire was also pressed on his suggestion that information related to the number of crimes reported was being manipulated. He doubled down.
There are ways to manipulate the information, to put the releases out a certain way, and to hide the evidence or hide the crimes as they're committed.
That claim gave Madden a chance to fire back.
Well, I'm sorry Mr. Wiltshire has such a low regard for police department reporting.
Madden gave statistics to illustrate that Troy now has the lowest crime rate of the major capital region cities, Albany and Schenectady.
I attribute that to the hard work of the police department and their efforts to collaborate with the Albany Police Department, the FBI, ATF, and DEC.
Madden also claimed that local educational institutions, RPI, the Emma Willard School, and the Sage Colleges, were not interested in paying a fee to support public safety, something Wiltshire promised he would push for. Riehl agreed with Wiltshire that residents today perceive a higher crime rate.
We also say that perception is reality, and if our neighborhoods perceive that there is an issue with crime, then it's incumbent upon the city government to take care of that problem.
He did not give specifics on how to do that.
Whether that's a question of numbers, whether that's a question of equipment, or whether that's a question of changing their tactics, we need to ensure a holistic approach to law enforcement that helps our communities and helps our police at the same time.
As the Madden administration faces pressure from the public in the case of Edson Thevenin, a Troy man shot and killed by city police during a traffic stop in 2016, Riehl said he was heartened by Mayor Madden's work to reinstate the city's Police Oversight Review Commission. Madden highlighted his work with the NAACP to develop new standards and training for the Pork Board. Wiltshire pushed for an open and transparent process and stated his desire for police body cameras. Wiltshire also accused Madden of neglecting the city's firefighters.
We still, you claim repairing of roofs, you claim and investing in making sure that their environment is safe for them to work, but it's just not happening. So please, let's be honest about things and not manipulate the words.
Mr. Mayor,
yeah, I think maybe you ought to visit a few firehouses. When the new union leadership came in early this year, I asked them to do a review of all the firehouses and alert me to issues that needed to be done.
Riehl responded by saying city leaders did not consider funds for a second set of firefighter turnout gear fast enough.
Which speaks to a need for a new majority on the city council and we need additional leadership in the mayor's office in City Hall.
Other topics discussed: infrastructure, city finances, development, and housing. Audio is courtesy Spectrum News. For WAMC, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.